This is an executive summary of 721 exchanges and interest rate sensitivity, Baker 1031 from Baker 1031 Investments. How interest rates affect rights after a 721 exchange, the impact on values and distributions, how it compares to direct real estate, and the long-term view. When you transition into a REIT via a 721 exchange, you take on a characteristic of REIT investing worth understanding, interest rate sensitivity. REITs, especially publicly traded ones, tend to be sensitive to interest rates, because rates affect their borrowing costs, the attractiveness of their distributions relative to bonds, and the valuation of real estate generally. Rising rates can pressure REIT values, notably traded REIT share prices, and affect their distributions and costs. A 721 exchange therefore exposes you to this rate sensitivity, which bears on your holdings value and income. The relationship is nuanced. Over the long term, a REIT with growing income may partially offset rate effects, though there is no assurance it will. We don't predict rates, we explain the sensitivity. REITs are interest rate sensitive for several reasons. First, REITs use debt to finance their properties, so interest rates affect their borrowing costs. Rising rates increase the cost of new and refinanced debt, pressuring profitability. REITs therefore hit the REIT twice, once in its debt costs and once in its bottom line. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.